Let's go to Adelaide now, and concerns are mounting in South Australia, where the ambulance service is under so much strain that life-threatening emergencies are going unattended for hours. The ambulance union says the service wasn't coping with demand even before the pandemic, and that last night the situation was so bad, paramedics were effectively operating in disaster mode. Rhett Burney reports.
Calm under pressure. An ambulance dispatcher radios a list of Adelaide suburbs where there were a number of life-threatening emergencies last night. Ambulance Union President Leah Watkins says there were no crews available to respond.
More and more jobs just kept on coming in until we got to that point at 7:45 of 42 emergency cases. They've got no ambulance to send.
Leah Watkins says patients' lives are being put on the line as SA's ambulance service struggles.
They are patients with conditions like acute chest pain, acute shortness of breath, say an asthma attack, uncontrolled hemorrhage, a stroke. There was a patient with heart problems that waited over 5 hours for an ambulance.
Dr. David Pope works in Adelaide's Lyell McEwen Hospital's emergency department. He's the immediate past president of the Salaried Medical Officers Association.
Well, we're witnessing essentially the collapse of the provision of any urgent care. So we're having to face very large numbers of quite sick people arriving to hospitals by all sorts of means without the staff, the space and the resourcing to be able to manage all those people safely and effectively.
Health authorities say the peak in COVID cases in South Australia is likely to hit in late January or early next month. Dr. David Pope says the public health system was already buckling with understaffed and overcrowded EDs before the state opened its borders.
This is going to result in unnecessary deaths. This is the result of years and years of not recruiting and understaffing our hospitals across the board, both especially medical staff. And that's been done to essentially save money. This is the consequence.
South Australia's Health Minister, Stephen Wade, wasn't available for an interview. But in a statement, he said,
last night's delays had nothing to do with ambulances on the ramp and everything to do with the significant number of 000 calls received. A significant number of calls last night were COVID-positive people with mild or moderate symptoms. The spike in activity is understood to be related to rapid antigen tests being supplied to thousands of close contacts from yesterday. We understand that there's a significant COVID anxiety across South Australia at the moment, but we encourage people to only call 000 if they require emergency care.
The SA Ambulance Service also released a statement saying,
we are undoubtedly facing unprecedented demand for service and this is a tough time.
Adding South Australians should always contact 000 in an emergency, but that they should also consider
alternative care to save ambulances for those emergency cases.
The service didn't respond to our questions about how many paramedics are off work because of COVID, or if last night's high number of delays should have resulted in an internal disaster being declared. Earlier this week, Premier Stephen Marshall apologised to the family of a 3-year-old Adelaide boy who waited almost an hour for an ambulance after burning himself with boiling water.
51 minutes is a very long time for a family to be waiting, and I apologise for that.
25 MPs have signed a letter to the Premier pleading with him to recall Parliament for 3 days next month, citing concerns over South Australia's preparedness for the peak in COVID cases and the effect on the health system. The House isn't due to sit again until after the March state election. Stephen Marshall rejected the push to sit before then. SA Ambulance Union President Leah Watkins says that's not good enough.
I understand that Premier Marshall was quoted by the media today saying that he won't recall Parliament because he believed there are no pressing issues. Now, if that isn't a flat-out denial of the current circumstances that we are facing, I don't know what is.
That's Leah Watkins there from the South Australian Ambulance Union, and that report from our reporter Rhett Burney in Adelaide.